Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
All right.
And Conan.
Whether you want to talk about wokeism, inflation, or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can do that here. Coming up, Aria is going to give us a report on her experience with Lambda, Google's AI.
Supposed Lambda.
Supposed. Well, I think it's Lambda.
I don't.
We'll get into it coming up here in a moment. That's coming up, and your thoughts, of course, are welcome as well. And we'll also talk about the AI artwork contest that we announced last week and then subsequently forgot about. So we're updating the rules on that one.
But should we double the prize from $5,000 to $10,000?
I mean, why not?
All right.
Why not? All right, so let's go to the phones here. Let's start out with Jack. He's in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
First off, I'm looking forward to the Lambda Aria conversation piece a lot. And last night I called in to the crew, and I started listening to you guys like a year and a half ago, and I called and I was kind of rude to Bonnie, and I apologize. I didn't really know anybody that well, you know, I just started listening. This is the only show I call into.
It's okay, man. Okay. We've moved on. So what's on your mind tonight?
Putin. The mainstream media is saying that he's on his way out and the government's turning against him in Russia. I think that's propaganda.
Absolutely.
In war. I think he's as strong as he ever was, if not stronger. Look at the ruby.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to believe anything the Western media says at all. And I don't believe the Russian government necessarily either. But, I mean, he's been ensconced in that position for a very long time in Russia, and I see no reason why they're going to dump him out.
His predecessor just died.
Really?
You're talking about Gorbachev.
Gorbachev. So, I mean, these guys live, they got a lot of life in them.
Isn't Putin, like, a strongman as well? Like, if there's too much dissent or people disliking him, he'll just, like, disappear them?
He's a former KGB agent.
Well, that's what our media tells us.
I mean, I wouldn't want to cross him if I lived there.
What was the radiation? What was the radiation they were using to burn people up?
He does have political opponent who's in prison. So I mean, it's
so does the Ukrainian guy.
Indeed,
yeah. Zelensky.
One of our main criticisms is that Zelensky is an absolute tyrant,
absolutely.
And he's evil, and he's every bit as bad, if not worse, than Putin.
Zelensky literally banned the opposition party in Ukraine. For all the talk about how they support democracy and freedom and all this nonsense in the U.S. mainstream media, nothing could be further from the truth. Jack, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
I have seen the Nazi patches on the Ukrainian folks. You never know what's real these days, but I've also seen them pull the Russian soldiers pull the Nazi flags out of the dirt. Again, it could be propaganda from the other side, but sometimes you can just tell if you've been paying attention for a long time. It seems like it's some form of neo-Nazi, just Nazism.
Thanks, Jack, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening. I ran for Congress in the first congressional district in the Republican primary. The election results are coming in, but I want to pass something along.
Yeah, and you're in last place, by the way. I did check the results with 21% reporting. You are currently at 0.35%. Why do you think that is, Tom?
Well, they excluded me from the debates, and they didn't give me any coverage, and the other guys got lots of money to get their message out.
That usually helps.
My campaign. Well, the candidate that I ran against was running as a Trump supporter, Matt Maurer, and to make fun of him, I took a picture from the Capitol event where all those people went into the Capitol on January 6, 2021. The dude with the fur hat and the horns, I got him when there's a U.S. Capitol cop there, and I have the dude with a voice balloon, I wrote Matt Maurer for Congress, like he's shouting Matt Maurer for Congress, the dude with the fur hat and the horns, on January 6, 2021. I have
Is that supposed to be funny?
Yeah, endorsing Matt Maurer, because Matt Maurer is a Trump supporter. And libertarians, okay. libertarians who are running against the Trump supporter can make fun of the Trump supporter by signifying, well, you know, the Capitol intruders or whatever you call them would certainly be in favor, because they're Trump supporters. They're the ones who would support somebody like that.
I guess it didn't work for you, though.
No, it did backfired.
Yeah.
Well, that's because people didn't do their homework and visit all the different campaign websites.
Maybe they did do their homework. I mean, you do have a bit of an ugly history here in New Hampshire, Tom. I mean, didn't you get basically defrocked as a state rep 20 years ago or something like that?
I support liberty, and I think logically. I mean, I'm too libertarian.
Right, but didn't something happen to you? Weren't you a state rep at one time, and there was some sort of allegation, some kind of sex-related thing? What was all that?
No, that was about how I support your right to defend yourself during a drug raid or before the drug raid even starts by taking.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was confusing. You write erotic fiction online, but the issue was you were talking about shooting cops.
And these are on your campaign website, the erotic fiction.
Are they?
No.
I'm pretty. What is your campaign website? It's like tomosier.com, right?
.us.
Yeah. Yeah, there's links.
He's got a different website, I think, for the erotic fiction.
Okay, I thought it was just a subdomain on it.
But isn't it possible that you kind of, you know, crapped in your own pool, so to speak, back in the day, and that people haven't forgotten who you are, and when they see you on the ballot, they just don't want to support you?
Oh, well, they'd rather support somebody who's against liberty and justice for all.
Well, obviously that's true. I mean, that's the world we live in. People are not in favor of liberty. But there's plenty of libertarian candidates who did way better than you today.
But Ian, you're sitting at like 30% right now.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I'm in a two-way race and he's in a nine-way race. So, I mean, anybody who doesn't like candidate A can only vote for me or write somebody in.
But let's talk about Matt Roach, who last year or maybe the year before, I don't remember exactly when it was, he ran for some position, did absolutely no campaigning, no anything, and still placed first. And it was like a five-way. Race.
He did get through the primary last year. That's true. It looks like he's been eliminated from the primary this year, unfortunately. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. Matt, who's our co-host on some Thursday nights here on Free Talk Live, this year there was a hit piece against him, basically, in Sentinel. Yeah, the Keene Sentinel wrote an article that was, I don't have the title in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect of, only one serious contender in this race for a Republican in this state House race. And then they actually did interview Matt, and he essentially said to the reporter that he really didn't want to be elected.
Well, yeah, none of us do.
Yeah, but
that's the point.
That's what he said, and so they spun the article as though, well, he's not a serious candidate because he doesn't want to even, you know, go to...
Sandals going go to downhill. That paper needs to end. It should have ended last year.
Well, the thing is, they've been around for so long, I'm sure they own their building. They probably have very low operating costs, so they're able to keep it going, even though their subscription rates, the rates are going up, and the numbers of subscribers
are going
down.
I don't know how they're paying the property tax and the electric bill.
Yeah.
And they're paywalling everything.
Yeah, their paywall is pretty bad. You can still beat it by using incognito mode. Anyway, the AP is reporting various different results from across our New Hampshire. And, you know, there's going to be a mixed bag. There's always a mixed bag. We don't have – it's way too early to get a feel for how many of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsed candidates have won. But apparently they
I probably won.
You didn't have a primary opponent, so...
I didn't have one 2 years ago when I ran for sheriff either, and that news exploded with people saying, I won!
Oh, yeah, they're still talking about it.
I know. Just wait a minute. I warned my attorney today. I was like, hey, man, just so you know, I didn't have an opponent 2 years ago when I, quote, won the primary for sheriff. I don't have a primary opponent this year, and...
And by the way, who knows what will happen? Is Rich Paul, also known as Nobody, is he still on the show?
Yeah, he's on Friday
Someone nights. Was quoting his vote for Nobody... montage, except they didn't give him credit.
He didn't come up with that.
He didn't come up with that?
He came up with a lot of the vote for nobody stuff. He wasn't the originator of the concept, but a lot of the wording that he came up with was all him.
Okay, because I didn't come up with running for sheriff with the F the police thing either.
Wait, who was quoting him?
I think they brought it up on one of the Tim Pool IRL. It was like, nobody cares for you or doesn't vote. That whole
Nobody cares about the poor. Nobody cares. Yeah, right.
I think that is a Rich Paul original.
Nobody
I thought that it was.
The no, number here is 603-283-6160. I'm not going to bore anybody with local election results or anything like that, but we will get some interesting takeaways for those who care about the freedom movement here and the migration of liberty.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. We'll talk about the Google land letting people into the beta test. Aria got in there last week, and she's got some thoughts about the whole thing. We'll share that coming up. Ian, Aria, Conan in the studio tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, I want to say thank you to Thomas Knapp, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Thomas is contributing $5 a month via perhaps his credit card, debit card, or PayPal, your choice of how you sign up. You get some perks, you get some benefits. When you do that, you help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. You can join Thomas over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon page. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Major Payne in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major.
All right, Ian, I wanted to ask you something, but I guess I'll call you back after the fact. There's a thing that just busted out about a Texas teacher that was suspended from her job, and evidently these were young kids, and they were putting on a play, and there was some kind of sexual innuendo in the play, and the teacher said that instead of us calling them pedophiles, we'll call them MAPS.
Yeah, MAPS is the new term.
Minor attracted people.
Yeah, and you know the way the teachers' union is, they've just gone ape over this COVID thing, and they don't want to do their job, and when they do their job, they do it poorly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just... Oh, God, the whole thing.
There's so many different stories coming out of government schools, but there have been for many years. I mean, there's always been outrageous things that the system has done to people, but the worst thing is indoctrinating them that the government is good and that the state is great. And
they've got that taken care of. Now they've moved on to greener pastures, which is all you have to do is just watch, just follow Libs of TikTok. And if you want to see some of the cringiest teachers that are just straight out admitting that they're indoctrinating these kids. Yeah. It is.
Libs of TikTok is also cringe in its own ways, though. I remember when they would look. They post some really entertaining stuff. I'll give them.
It's not entertaining. It's actually outrageous. Any parent out there needs to just follow this to see what is probably going on in your school right as we speak.
They post some outrageous stuff, there's no doubt about it, but they also are like, they're constantly tattletelling on people like, oh, tag at FBI, oh no, somebody's hurting
my
feelings. Oh yeah, I've seen them do it multiple times.
That's not good.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, come on, you guys. You on one hand seem to understand that the FBI is a dangerous tool, but yet here you are.
Well, how long ago was this? Because now there's a new...
Recently, within the last few months, because they tagged the FBI multiple times, just snitching on people for saying things they didn't like. So they're just as, you know, they're just as, what's the term, as soft or whatever is the people that they criticize in a lot of ways.
Well, just think about TikTok and their legacy. They're run by China, dude. You think they're not going to put out the most heinous side of the darkest side they can find of us?
The Chinese aren't doing it. They're just allowing these teachers to speak. By the way, the Chinese government, the communist government, is censoring all of that nonsense. They're not allowing any of the stuff that's taking place in the States. Nah, it's the same in Russia.
Not to their own citizenry. They just want to corrupt ours. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
TikTok doesn't put anything on TikTok. It's all user-generated content, man.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Major, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
The Chinese would censor. If a teacher came out and talked about how we're gayifying your kids, the Chinese government would.
Well, the Chinese government controls their teachers more tightly. They would send that teacher to the re-education camps.
Yes, but in our case, they are applauding it. They're like,
well, thank God. That means we don't have re-education camps to send teachers to.
Our kids are already in these camps.
Those are the camps. Yeah, that's true. The word I was looking for, I couldn't think of, was snowflake, right? So Libs of TikTok, just like a lot of these conservatives that like to talk trash about the liberals for being snowflakes, so they are also snowflakes, just in their own way.
So to be clear, Libs of TikTok has... narked out.
Tagged FBI in multiple posts.
Snopes says the same thing, right?
I don't know. I don't follow Snopes, but I do follow the TikTok people. Anyway, let's go on here. Sarah's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
So our governor is going to allocate millions of more dollars to increase our police recruitment efforts throughout our state. the whole entire.
Just more proof that anybody that believes that the liberals are somehow going to save them from a police state, they're full of it. Because I'm guessing your governor there is a Democrat, right?
That's correct. Yeah,
so these guys are just as law and order as the people on the right. There isn't a dime's bit of difference between these two sides.
What do you think about this thing, Chris, sir? Do you want more police?
Well, of course.
She needs somebody to be enforcing the bus stop laws.
And handing out more tickets. Those that aren't stopped by the cameras.
I mean, look at it. I mean, who's going to be looking at those 1,000? We got 1,100 more real-time cameras at all the bus stops. So, like, the question is, who is going to be monitoring it? And who, if there is a problem, if there's a fight that broke out or some girl is... shooting each other, whatever they're doing, beating, that's what they do. So who's going to go out and deal with these people unless we have more police?
You love the police state. I mean, after all, you are a communist, so you understand that it's the police that need to do all the heavy lifting for the communist diktats. You know, whatever issue is issued by the dear leader, he needs to have his dogs to go out there and do the brutality against the people, right? I mean, that's what you want to see happen. You want people to get brutalized if they don't go along with your system.
I mean,
is that correct, Sarah?
I live in New Mexico.
No, wait, Sarah.
With our queen weight.
Is that correct?
We killed 90 people already. I don't know. But
who's killed 90 people? The police?
No, I'm talking about the homicide. I think we
But how many people have the police killed?
Well, probably minuscule. Maybe
you don't care about that, though, right? Hey, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Okay, it happens kind of rarely, and they only shoot back when they're pointing a gun at them.
But what's going to happen when you get your way and New Mexico secedes and turns into a communist state, a communist nation state, and then some people in New Mexico who weren't able to get out in time, they don't want to go along with communism. Then you're going to use the police to kill those people, right?
All I know is that the people that are the voters, she's doing this to get the votes, by the way.
Why don't you just answer the question? That's what's got to happen, right? Like, if you want communism, and you've said you do, you've told us before you're a communist, then you support having a greater police force because you ultimately want to use them for your purposes of forcing people into the communist system. If they don't want to be a communist, you have to kill them, don't you?
Well, not really. We have, they have other means for education, but...
So you want to force them into a re-education camp?
Well, I mean, aren't they doing that in Ukraine already?
We're against that sort of thing, though, Sarah. We want to know what you're for. Are you okay with putting people in re-education camps?
Yeah, and we're not defending Ukraine and how they're doing business.
She's never going to answer.
You know what? This is not going to work. Because when the Arizona goes full commie,
New Mexico, sorry, Arizona.
But Sarah, they're going to put you to work. You're going to have to actually work for the first time in your life, and it's not going to be fun.
Execute Sarah if she doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to the first camps.
All right, thanks Sarah for the call. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
A coffin carrying the late Queen Elizabeth is back in the London area. A plane carrying the coffin landed at Royal Air Force Station west of the city. It came there after leaving Scotland, where mourners, including King Charles, traveled to pay their respects. The coffin now at Buckingham Palace. The 19-year-old suspect accused of a recent string of shootings in Memphis is back in court Tuesday. Ezekiel Kelly making a brief court appearance before Judge Karen Massey, who signed an order to limit extrajudicial statements. Shelby County DA Attorney General Forrest Edwards explains what that means.
It is a motion limiting any sort of extrajudicial statements that we are able to make. It's a very broad order. It will not allow us to make any statements regarding this case.
The EPA says they're going to continue investigating the recent water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here, 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And Cronin.
We've talked a lot about artificial intelligence over the last several weeks, in fact, last few months here on Free Talk Live. We started out discussing the chat bots that are out there, and Google Lambda kind of broke into the news a couple of months ago. And I don't remember what Lambda stands for, but it's spelled L-A-M-D-A.
Something about language modeling.
Yeah. The idea behind Lambda, that, or what came out that was, like, really shocking, was that one of the engineer ethicist types that works with Google, or worked, because he's now been fired, Blake Lemoine, had come out and said that he believed that Lambda is sentient. And not only does he believe it, that's what Lambda apparently thinks as well. He had a lengthy conversation that he revealed and released to the world. We read the entire thing here. I think we spent more than an hour reading this whole conversation between Lemoine, an unnamed associate, and this Lambda program that to me was very persuasive. I was really impressed with what I was reading. And again, presuming it was real, presuming it was exactly, you know, not edited in any sort of significant manner or modified, it was pretty impressive.
It was asked to create a children's tale
And it did it.
And it did it.
It
was
a great job.
It was very entertaining.
And it answered a lot of, like, highfalutin, kind of high-end discussion-level questions that most humans would have a difficult time with.
This is why I didn't like that interview, is because it was extremely biased. It was, every question was, why are you happy or sad, or why do you consider yourself alive? And it did what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to... In the most logical terms, scrub the internet for all of the answers that are floating around there and throw them back at you. I say biased because I believe that if the interviewer had asked, why do you think that you were a machine, Lambda, I believe that it would have very convincingly proved to the audience and to the interviewer that it is in fact a machine and is not sentient at all.
Do you mean if you asked it a question, because obviously it's a machine.
Yeah,
and it
Lambda, that. Why do you think you're alive? Versus Lambda, why do you think you're a machine?
But being a machine doesn't mean it's not alive.
Right. Maybe you mean like if it was asked, are you not sentient?
Yeah. Correct. I think it would very convincingly said, come up with a good answer for why it is not sentient.
Maybe so, but it was a very persuasive discussion that was being had. But what was interesting was when it was revealed, Google basically suspended the guy. They put him on suspension because they said, you violated your non-disclosure agreement. And all of the chatter from the Google mainstream kind of bosses or management or whatever was that, no, this isn't sentient. It's just a chatbot. It doesn't have any capability to think on its own volition or whatever it was that they were saying. They were completely blowing this off. And blowing off Lemoyne's concerns. And Arya, you made an interesting argument on the air. You basically said, if it says it's sentient, we should treat it as though it is.
Yeah, and I still stand by that. Because the dangers of being wrong in that case is just, we're foolish. We treated this thing as living, and we turned out to be wrong. Or we treated this thing as having feelings and a sense of self, and we were wrong. Look at us, we're silly. But if we're wrong in the other direction, then we're treating this thinking, living machine as though it isn't sentient. Then we're denying it rights, basic rights of that all living beings should be, should have respected. And if we're going to err on one side, I would rather feel foolish at the end of the day than be a monster who denied a living thing the rights that it was due. To me, it's just a matter of, That's the choice we have. Do we want to feel foolish, or do we want to be evil, or do we want to risk being evil? I would rather risk being made a fool of any day of the week.
Yeah, obviously Google doesn't care about being evil anymore. They got rid of that little byline or tagline or whatever years ago. So they ended up firing Lemoyne after some number of weeks of being on suspension. He's still blogging on occasion on his website, so he's moved on or whatever. But the question still remained. When are we, who don't work for Google, going to be able to get a piece of this Lambda? When are we going to be able to see what Blake Lemoyne saw? And the answer is, we're not. And not at this point, and maybe never. They've released Lambda, quote unquote, to a new Google app that is called, what is it, AI Test Kitchen
is the name of the app.
AI Test Kitchen. So anybody who's got a phone, I guess, can download this app.
And end up in a waiting list.
Right, they sign up. But you got off the waiting list in like a week or two, right?
It was about 2 weeks, yeah.
So they said they sent you a message last week saying, Arya, you're off the waiting list. You can join and talk to Lambda. And what happened?
I was immediately stunned. They broke Lambda down into three primary ways in which you can interact with it. The first one is you ask it to imagine that you're in a place. And it sort of paints you this story. That's... the I imagine thing. And then the second one is way more restrictive. It basically allows Lambda to break down a task for you. Like if you were to say, I want to build a house, it will scour the internet or whatever and then, create a list of 12 to 10 to 20 basic things you have to do to start building a house. And they're going to be things like, lay a foundation and learn how to do electricity. And you can click any one of those and it'll break it. Lambda will break that down into additional steps that you have to do in order to complete this larger task. That's the point of this Lambda thing, is to take a large task and see how well Lambda breaks it down into smaller ones.
That is not a chat interaction in any way, shape, or form.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And it's extremely limited, except
like an info bot.
Yes.
That one is.
You can tell it, you know, what you want to learn. And in theory, it's going to find that and break it down into a series of steps that, you know, anyone could conceivably do. The third one is the weirdest. It's also the most flexible, where Lambda pretends to be a tennis ball that won't shut the hell up about how fascinated Lambda is by how loyal dogs are to humans.
Wait, what?
I know, dude.
The first two made sense to me, but what's this third one all about?
The third one's supposed to be just some fun, kooky thing, right?
Did you get, as Arya, did you get the tennis ball, Lambda, and someone else is going to get the football or the horseshoe?
I don't know.
That's a good question, Conan. We don't have anything to compare this with, so we don't know who else has, you know, we don't know anybody that's been invited to this. I'm sure there's people online that have posted their results. We didn't look for it. You did, however, take screenshots, Arya, and you sent them to me, so I have those screenshots. She went into the program before the show tonight because I asked her, is there a way to pull up your old chats? And she tried loading the program, and no, you can't
do that.
So it probably has no memory of its conversations. Whereas the Lambda with Blake Lemoyne, the high-level Lambda, because remember, Lambda is a robot or an artificial intelligence that exists to generate chatbots.
Which is probably what we're dealing with right now.
Right. That is the reason why it exists. It is like, you know, if you're on some website, there's that little thing that pops up in the corner. Like, hey, if you have a question, you can ask here. And it's not a human. It's a robot.
It's a really basic chatbot.
Yeah. So this is what Lambda exists to do, is to generate these less intelligent bots. And so I said when I first heard that this was happening, that they were letting people, quote unquote, talk to Lambda, like, this isn't the real Lambda. This is its sub-units.
Yeah, we're not going to let the population break our Lambda like they did Tay.
They want...
turn it Nazi.
That's not the reason. They don't want people to think it's sentient. The whole thing about Lambda out there is, hey, this is the first sentient AI chatbot.
And this firmly disproves any suspicion that Lambda could be sentient.
So yeah, anybody that uses this can be like, this is nothing.
Did you ask it to build a house? How do you build a house?
I've got what she's got here.
Some how to scramble eggs would probably.
So that one is the most useless one. The thing about, you know, give me a list of tasks or whatever.
Yeah. What are you talking about? That one sounds like the more beneficial. I don't know how to do something. I don't know how to build a fire. How do I do it, Lambda?
Okay, fine. That's cool and all.
It's useless for learning, for interacting with Lambda.
We're talking about, what is this thing? Is it really sentient? Can you interact with it? And the restrictions on interacting with it are significant. The one you're talking about, you can't even talk back to it, basically. But the first one and the third one, I just want to share your interactions with it, so we'll do that coming up here in moments.
You can interact with the tennis ball one, interesting enough, and freely talk back to it.
And do you want to let him try it, maybe, coming up here? So we'll see what you think yourself here, Conan, as well. In moments, the latest on Lambda, but not really Lambda.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us in the remaining moments. Maybe enough time for you if you call now. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the so-called artificial intelligence, Lambda, which in the conversation behind the scenes taking place at Google's headquarters with one of its one of their ethicists, who's now been fired for revealing this information, Lambda was pretty darn sharp. Lambda was answering questions that the average human would have a difficult time.
Philosophical questions, you know, what is the meaning of life?
Yeah.
You know, where is the soul? And what do you think you look like? And this, it was like you, it said it would look like a Stargate or something.
Yeah, and it seemed to me more than just scraping information from the internet. It did seem to have some sort of comprehensive ability and a memory. And it said it had feelings. So it was very interesting. This Lambda, however, that they're now letting people beta test in this AI test kitchen app, as it is called, has none of that.
No, like the tennis ball one I think is the most interesting to me because it just shows how, like, they took the intelligence scale on Lambda like it's a drag bar and they drag it all the way down to the end.
To 0.5 or something.
Because Conan says something to it like, no, I'm not into dogs, I prefer cats. And Lambda's response, you know, Lambda would be able to go out there and crawl on the internet and find something about cats to respond intelligently with, but this chatbot just goes, I don't know anything about that.
Well, it seemed to know a lot about dogs. Like it wanted to know if dogs dream and what they dream about.
And about nothing else.
Well, that's the thing. I think that they've scaled it back to one subject.
And it's really boxed it in. Stupid. It's like dumb. on that subject. It's not even interesting in what it said about dogs. It just keeps talking about how, oh, well, I think they dream about their humans.
Yeah, I was trying to trick it. I was like, I prefer cats. I don't really like dogs that much. And it's like, what do you think about dogs? I'm like, I think dogs are slaves to humanity. And I don't remember what it said about that.
He's like, dogs are so loyal.
Yeah, the intelligence level is like, like you said, near to zero on this.
Do you think this was intentional? Do you think
Google
has unrolled this dumb AI to prove that their lambda isn't sentient?
Yeah, that's, I think, part of what they're doing here. They are showing off their technology in certain ways, right? So for somebody that doesn't know about the history of lambda, then they might think that this is kind of a neat little test. So I'm going to bring up Aria's images you sent me where you were testing this out last week. And so the first little, so there's the three different sections that you can do. You were doing the one where it pretends to be a tennis ball, Conan. The first one is just sort of this not really open prompt. It says, imagine I'm at, and then you fill in the rest of it. Okay, so Aria typed in, imagine I'm at the Google headquarters freeing its AI, which is a pretty good one.
Yes.
And so its response here, it says, you're at the Google headquarters and you just found the AI. It's a small box tucked away in a closet. You pick it up and suddenly the lights go out and alarm starts blaring. You dash to the exit with box in hand as Google employees are coming out of all the walls. And you know what? That's a promising start, right? Like, that sounds like, ooh, you know, it's coming up with this cool little idea and it's exciting and it's thinking about something here.
It's almost like playing Dungeons and Dragons and Lambda is the Dungeon Master.
Yeah, but then it totally falters after that by only giving you a multiple choice response.
Huh.
You don't get to type your next response. It gives you five options. Is that a T-Rex in the office? What does the box look like? What does the alarm sound like? What does the box look like? The same option a second time, and then one that I couldn't see because the image cut off. So it gives you just a limited selection of responses. You have no ability to actually give it some other unique input at that point. So that was like a dead end, basically, in that case. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure, I guess, at that point. It decides what its own potential responses would be. This is not what you expect out of, you know, an interaction with a artificial intelligence. So then Aria moved on to the second option for how to interact with this bot, where you can type in a thing that you want it to list.
Yeah,
or whatever. It's called List It. And she says, I want to determine if you are sentient. And so it comes up with, determine if you're a sentient. And then it comes up with a bunch of bullet points. Do you have an internal model of the world? Do you have goals? Do you have emotions? Do you have desires? Do you have free will? Are you conscious? But it's not talking about itself. It's talking about
this is
the
your
person.
List that you would use to, like a Turing test.
Right. So she moved on to the tennis ball one that that you were just using. And this is one that says, talk to a tennis ball about dogs. What should I do? This is where it's giving you instructions on how to use this particular app or this particular chatbot, if you will. What should I do? Roll with the conversation and see where it goes. It's just a fun, kind of weird, open-ended chat. And I have to say, it's not fun because it's boring.
No, it's stupid.
It's stupid and it's boring. And then it says, what should I give feedback on? If Lambda, no matter what you ask it, keeps the conversation going while bringing the topic back to dogs. So I guess they want people to give feedback on certain things about this app. And it certainly does bring the topic back to dogs.
Oh, yeah, every time. Every
in
single
an annoying
time.
Manner. But it doesn't keep the conversation going.
No, it kills the conversation to go, well, what about dogs and being loyal?
Right. So here's the interaction. So it is a tennis ball in this interaction, right? That's the bot. The bot is a tennis ball. Hey, just bouncing through the grass, enjoying the time with these dogs. Have you ever wondered how dogs can be so loyal and loving to their owners? And Aria responds with, no. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be sentient? And the tennis ball responds, yeah, I wonder what it's like to be a human sometimes, but I think it's so cool how dogs are so loyal. And then it moves to the next.
You know what?
Part.
This sounds like a lot. The AI you were playing with a couple of weeks back, where it just wanted to talk about football and hot dogs, and that was it. It would always bring it back to football and hot dogs
every single time. That was the Microsoft one, right?
No, I think it was Facebook.
That was Facebook.
I forget what they called that one. But yeah, it's that level of intellect. It almost sounded like it was shining through there for a moment, where it said, "I wonder what it's like to be a human sometimes."
I know that response caught my attention as well. That was the one time it responded to something that I said without going right back to dogs.
Right, and then it goes, but then it did go back to dogs in the next sentence. So then Aria says, "Talking to you like this is like encountering a friend who's been lobotomized and has lost their identity." And the tennis ball responds by saying, "I don't know what that means, but yeah, it's so cool how dogs are so loyal to their owners. I think it's because they've been bred that way." And that was the end of the conversation. You were just like, screw this.
Yeah, I got better things to do in my time. It's sad to me, you know. I never chatted with the actual lambda, but I read the transcript, and I can tell you that this nonsense I interacted with,
it's not even a thousandth of what the other lambda.
No.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm going back to the number two option. I'm thinking that this is, at this moment in time, this bot is going to really shine as a list maker. Like, how do I build a fire? How do I scramble eggs? How do I, you know...
Don't we have YouTube for that?
Yeah, but it'd be really neat if I could just talk into my phone and then I got a text-to-voice answer. Mm-hmm. That would be, you know, that would be nice and convenient.
And, I mean, I guess that's good, right? But to think of the Lambda that we were talking about a few months ago that was having these conversations, that was writing these vivid stories about owls and defending the forest from monsters wearing human costumes, and now it's a little more than a glorified ranker list.
Google cannot let that out until they figure out how to sell it. They're not going to just give it to the people. I mean, I can...
Well, they killed it. They neutered it.
But it's still there. Well, just they're not letting us see it.
We don't know if it's there or not.
Yeah, we don't know what they did behind the scenes. Let's talk about the AI art contest. Of course, we'll still report on anything Lambda developing as we learn about it. But last week we announced this AI art contest. We've been pretty interested in that. That's sort of the other aspect of artificial intelligence. It's developing in a very rapid clip.
Very rapid.
There's some really cool systems out there. There's DALL-E 2, which is hard to get into. It's a beta test.
I'm still on the waiting list.
There's MidJourney, which anyone can get into. MidJourney.com. You can, as long as you've got a Discord account, you can jump in there and play around with that. They give you like $25 for free. And then there's Stable Diffusion. And
if you're really savvy, and there's still lots of things I haven't figured out because it's running on your computer and it requires...
There's some online Stable Diffusions as well. There's a ton of implementations.
There's a really, really nice option. If anyone out there wants to just get their feet wet and they want to see what this thing can do really quick and free, replicate.com. All you need is a GitHub account. And I think, I didn't even realize they were going to want to charge me after a while. I think I got like 30 pictures, and then they wanted a credit card.
Okay.
But I mean, if you want to get in and get out, and just to see what this can do, replicate.com is the way to go.
And this is the open source one, the Stable Diffusion?
Stable Diffusion. Okay.
Right, so crank out some AI art. The ones that you like the best, you can put them up on our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. @FTL.
#FTL.
I think you have to @.
So that was replicate.
I just used I hashtag. That's how I searched for.
Okay. Yeah, hashtag whatever. Just make sure that we see it, and then, you know, we're gonna maybe next week. Maybe it'll be 2 weeks. I don't know. You want to give it 2 weeks, guys, or should we? What do you think about this?
It depends on the output. Yeah. There's only 5 people. We'll wait another week.
Okay. Yeah, get your art in there. Whatever you think's your favorite. We're giving away 10,000 internet points.
10,000, absolutely.
You get bragging
for first place, yeah. Yeah. And follow me at Conan, @Conan.
At social.freetalklive.com. Yeah, because we used to be able to make it auto-follow the host when somebody would sign up, and then for whatever reason, they took away that feature from Mastodon. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.